Director of Parks and Recreation for the great town of East Hartford. I welcome you on a cold, wet, damp, typical day here in Connecticut. It isn't raining right now, but there's no way we're going to be able to set up and be ready to go in the monsoon that we had a few hours ago, and I'm sure there's more on the way. And of course, with those rains, traffic can be a problem. And the accident on 84, where the tractor trailer tipped over and blocked the traffic, allowing nothing to pass, was in front of Claire. She's by it. That was in Danbury, though. So, instead of having you listen to me talk for 45 minutes to an hour, we have something much better. Something that you didn't anticipate getting when you were here. I'll tell you that about that in a minute. But first off, emergency exits either side or the rear of the hall. Men's room is out the door to the left. Ladies' room is out the door to the right. If you try to go through the locked doors, you're going too far. There's the door on either side to get into the bathroom. We do have the food out in the hall. Feel free to bring that down into your seats. We just ask that you take your trash out afterwards, and we have a recycle bucket back there for any cans or plastic. And we also have in the back, have props. This year's Sounds of Summer, excuse me, poster. Yes, thank you. And we have about 200 of them I don't want all of them gone tonight, but if you have a local place that you think might be happy to put this up, please grab one or two and take them with you and ask to get those up so we can let everyone know about the great concerts that we have coming up here throughout the summer. If you got a brochure of the Park and Rec programs, this gives you a list of all the activities we have going on, including all the concerts on the inside cover that are indoor for-pay concerts here. And we have a list already lined up for our coming year, all the way actually through March of next year. We have Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams. Don't let the name scare you, please. They're a great group. I always think that the lead vocalist sounds like Neil Diamond. And everyone I talk to thinks so too, right, Alan?
Yep.
So they are a really neat, folky group, and they're out of New York, and this will be the third year that they'll be here. We also have Podunk Flyers, and these are kind of a poster size, a miniature poster size. And we have flyers. If you have any place that might be interested in putting posters up, flyers out to help us promote the festival, which is first weekend in August, July 30th through the 2nd. Please take those. If you need more, take those too, because we need to sell tickets to make the festival work, because that's not a free event, unfortunately. So our treat is, you are going to be entertained for a first set by a soloist who is a professional by every standard mean, and I enjoy listening to him play when he gets a chance to cut loose when he's playing with Claire. But his CDs are back there, so you can get a chance to take some of his home with you. But he is a, there you go. He left. No, I believe he's a two-time IBMA Guitarist of the Year. He is just a phenomenal, phenomenal guitarist, and I know you're gonna be in for a treat, as well as a vocalist and a storyteller. So hopefully everyone will get his jokes, even if you don't laugh, because last time I was here, he told a joke, and he was giving his phone number so people could call and laugh when they got it, so it wasn't pretty. But anyways, please give a nice warm welcome to Jim Hurst.
City last night, had a great time in Madison Square Park, not the garden. The sides of the walls are a little shorter down there at that park, but it was in New York City, and that's such a vibrant place. You haven't lived until you try to play a Clair Lynch nice, slow, sweet ballad with people playing on their horns and jackhammers, and it makes you really appreciate a place like this where, you know, the environment is somewhat controlled and we're dry. Isn't that great? So, Roger probably told you all about it, but they're gonna be delayed, and so my apologies, my sincere apologies for them to you, and hopefully that you'll enjoy yourself with me for a few minutes. And it's an opportunity for me to kind of let you get to know me a little better. I'm usually a member of the Claire Lynch Band, and I relish that job highly. I've been playing with Claire for a long time. Started with her with a front porch string band in 95, back in the 1900s. And so my job entails making her sound as good as I can, and it does, it's not so much me time, which is okay. I don't mind that. I get enough me time in the shower mirror. So, but this is an opportunity for me to kind of share some of my music with you. I brought some CDs that I have up back on the table. My wife, my lovely wife, Judy's back there. Don't feel obligated to buy anything, but if you are so moved, she's back there. And if you don't want to do anything today, my website is jimhurst.com. So now all the business is out of the way. Let's play a music.